shall we pray today? Our Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, it is a great privilege that we have to be called by your name. The way we were born, there was just no way out at all to ever thought of we be called as your children. Because your word has concluded that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Lord, we thank you for your hand that drew the plan of redemption. And you are the very one that is executing it. Father, your prophet said when it comes to redemption, you don't trust anybody else. You trust yourself alone. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We are very grateful to know that men can do so many things to us, but there is one thing they can never do to us. The life that you are giving to us cannot be touched by man. It cannot be touched by the devil. No circumstances can change it. No uncertainties can change it. There is absolutely nothing that can change it. We are very grateful, Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. So with joy and gladness we can say, you can have the whole world, but just leave Christ with me. I am satisfied. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you for our gathering this morning. Thank you for the Sunday school. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you very much, Lord, for this ugly day, these special numbers. Lord, there is none of us that does not have at least one need that is looking unto you for. There are some of us that have plenty. Father, whether the one that have one or the one that have plenty, Father, you have promised to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. While you are blessing your people, while you are meeting their needs, Father, please, don't pass me by. We are all approaching the throne of mercy through the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't pass any of us by, Lord. Forgive all our shortcomings, our failures, our misbehavior. May they all come under the blood. For your mercy's sake, just help us, O God. Thank you, Father. Humbly, we add over the service into your hands. Do with us how you seem good in your sight. In all the nations of the world that your people are gathered around the message of the hour, Lord, may you meet with everyone at the point of their needs. The children writing exams, may you give them wisdom. May you give them knowledge. May you give them retentive memory. May they pass and pass well for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. You can please be seated. Good morning to everybody. We are happy to be back to the house of the Lord. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. God bless you. I'm happy to be in church this morning. How many of us are happy to be here? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Blessed be his wonderful name. Oh, glory to God. There is a promise that this one we love, this one we serve, we praise him in our songs. Everything we do, we look unto him to help us. There is a promise. One day, we will behold him face to face. Amen. It is only our religion that have that promise. There are kinds of celebrations. Birthday celebrations, wedding anniversaries, So many things. We talk about birthday because some of us today now, we see happy birthday as songs for them. But there is one person that is celebrating resurrection. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. No other religious leader celebrate that. If you look at that alone, you will know that all other religions, they are fake. Fake. May God help us. Presently, we are having peace in this country. May that peace never be tampered with. Because in the Senate, you have Muslims as the majority. And they want to look at Christians' actions and their activities. I don't know what law they want to pass about Christianity. Let us just pray for them that they will not cause trouble in this country. Because I don't know how you will go and call a bricklayer to come and inspect the work of a carpenter. It's not done. May God help us. We have peace now because you come to church, nobody bothers you, they go to their mosque, everybody worship whatever. If they pass any useless law, a religious war, it does not end. It doesn't end. Till Jesus returns. Because as long as there are believers on this side, the war continues. May God just help them not to pass any useless law. Take it home and be praying about it. Amen? Because whatever decision they want to take, what do they know about us? What do they know about the Bible? God bless you. Let's listen to this announcement. Generator, this is to remind the brethren of the need for the church to urgently purchase a new generator. As at this moment, the contribution is 368,000 out of 800,000. Our way is still far. May God help us. We want to remind the church that the convention for this year has been fixed for 10th to 14th August 2023. The budget for the convention is 10.5 million. God bless you. Finally, we are coming to birthday song to so many people, up to 10 in number. I understand that the officers have decided that all the birthday stuff during the week should be piled up for one happy birthday song for all of them on every Sunday. Amen? God bless you. We welcome every one of us in the name of the Lord. Let me just call the names and then we will sing happy birthday for all of them. Brother Sam Fagbeson, Brother Olufu Shaw Amao, Brother Joshua Fagbeson, Sister Rachel Fagbeson, Sister Taiwo Jia, Sister Mary Adejiji, Feromi Omotosho, Karem Adekule, Brother Cornelius Ajaro, Beula Adekule. So all together 10. Happy birthday. You will say brothers, we will say sisters. Just a minute. What was supposed to be here but was not here? That will make me to pass a few comments before we read the Bible and go ahead. Let me first of all establish one thing. That whether you be apostle, you be prophet, you be evangelist, you be pastor, You'll be teacher. One of the things that actually prove you are true of this ministry is that you are saying what Brother Abraham has said. That's one of the reasons. Because that's the message that to the age. Paul was telling Timothy, you know my way, you know my belief. If you teach it to the people, you will save yourself. And save the people that you preach to. We have one Bible. We have one Holy Spirit. And the Methodists claim to have it. The Baptists claim to have it. The Deeper Life claim to have it. The Old and New Covenants claim to have it. Everybody claim to have it. But we have different teachings, different beliefs, different practices from the same Bible. Is God the author of confusion?
No.
The standard that we have in the Bible is clear. It was on the way to Damascus that Saul of Tarsus met Christ and he was converted. He was not initially among the apostles. We all know that. He was a persecutor of the brethren. As a matter of fact, no doubt many people must have concluded he must be an antichrist. But not knowing that the seed of God was in the man. But there is an appointed time for God to call his children. As we are all here, so every one of us have different testimonies on how God brought us in. Oh yes. There are some of us that it was God himself that started the preaching to us by himself. Amen. When I was lost in the world, a drunkard, you know, smoking up to 40 sticks of cigarette in a day. If you put cigarette down at that time, put food down, I will taste cigarette. That demon is very powerful. It was God that gave me a dream. It was through that dream I came to the Lord. Amen. Many of us, we had different testimonies. One thing certain, that the foundation of God started sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows those that are his. And he has promised he will not lose one of his children. He will not lose. That is why don't lose hope. The prophet said don't lose hope about anybody. No matter the life he's presently living. He said as long as there is life in him, there is hope. If you were living at the time of Saul of Tarsus, you will quickly conclude that it's serpent seed. That is likely to be your conclusion. But the Lord said, he is my chosen vessel. Everybody knew him until when Ananias was told by the Lord, go and meet this man. Say, this man you are sending me to, as if he's reminding God. Oh, merciful God. He said, go, I'm the one sending you. It's my chosen vessel. Not only that, I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Do you know among all the apostles, nobody suffered like Paul? What time they beat him, they thought he was dead. They dragged him to somewhere. When the brethren came around him, he survived. He suffered and suffered and suffered. Not only that, God allowed the enemy to buffet him by giving him bad eyes, to humble him because of the abundance of revelation that God gave him. The way God works. Do you know among all the apostles, he was the chiefest? Apart from the fact that God gave the keys of the kingdom to Peter, he was the chiefest. So don't underrate anybody. So my brethren, you that I even met when I was coming or Wednesday, I met you with phone. I'm not condemning you. I'm not saying you are surpassed, but I'm only saying you were misbehaving. When we come to church, we give all our attention to God. Don't be divided. Your phone, you are even supposed to put it off. While people are praying, you are there. If you don't have any need, why don't you pray for those who have need? There are others who have need. Maybe you have everything you have need of. And we know you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. You look at my face now. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Hello? Hello? Is Brother Egwuoke around? Where is he? My God. He was into the Sunday school. And what I want to say concerns him. Call him. Tell him he should be here. It's not everybody that claims to be the message that is in the message. So you be careful what you read in the internet. God bless you, Brother Egwuoke. How was your weekend? God bless you. See, that is that thing I want to address. It was addressed in the Sunday school, but I noticed you were not yet here then. I just want to pass comment on it. Not to embarrass you, by no means. I remain loyal. But what we are saying is that we have one messenger. Brother Abraham is the name. Amen. There are no two major messengers promised to this age. That's something you posted to me. I read it. I played it. You know, I was asking whether you played it. I played it. What I deduced from what that man was saying is that Brother Abraham is not the only messenger to this age. That the voice of the archangel, there is going to be a man that played that role. That is not what Brother Abraham taught. We are not responsible for what people teach to their people. I know people that believe that. I don't know if they are repented now. Because the man that they were saying, he will be the voice of the archangel, he will not die. The man is dead. Maybe they will replace him with somebody else. But remember that it is what God told Brother Abraham. He said, tell them to say what is on the tape. But Abraham said, it's not me that say it. He says, the Lord that told me to tell you. That teaching of that man is not in the tape. But Abraham told us, three things happen when the Lord is descending. He said, it's the Lord himself that does the three things. I brought the message, rapture. I wanted to go on it before you went on. I was laughing. That's why. Blessed be his holy name. He said, first thing that happened is the shout. He said, which is the message of the hour? To gather the bride, to give the rapture faith, to make us ready. That is the reason why nobody can go in the rapture in the denomination. Because what makes us ready for the rapture, they don't have it. What makes us ready is in the message of the hour, which they so much criticize. I don't care how loyal they are. I don't care how dedicated they are. You can even leave your house, come and live in church. It doesn't mean one thing. There's one language God understands, and that is doing his will. Period. You are outside of his will, you are your own. Blessed be his holy name. Number two, that is the voice of the archangel, which the prophet told us is the voice of the resurrection, which is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You know when he screamed at the grave of Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. The prophet said, if he did not call Lazarus with that shouting hello, he said, all the dead will rise. Recently, there was something they posted in the social media. A girl religiously put something in his status. I don't know whether argument led to it or not, that Jesus is the greatest. He was attending school in the north. And they stoned her to death. The co-students stoned her to death. May God help us. Whether you like it, you don't like it, the truth remains the truth. Who among the religious leaders can you compare to Jesus? Measure it. They are all dead. They are all in the grave. Jesus told us when they will resurrect. It's the general resurrection. They will not even be partakers of the first resurrection. Amen? Oh, blessed be his holy name. And you are going to be a fool in your last year. It's all sorrow. Like a man. Who among the religious leaders that said, and
He said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again, apart from Jesus Christ. And he did it. And he's alive forevermore. And the Spirit is still converting his children all over the nations of the world. What can you do to stop God? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus told Paul, he said, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks. You will spoil your leg. You kick against the pricks, you will spoil your leg. Blessed be his holy name. God has a program. Your joy and my joy, your peace and my peace, your satisfaction and my satisfaction is that by the special grace of God, he has made us to be partakers of his program. Jesus said, you are not the one that chose me. I'm the one that chose you. After I've chosen you, I've commanded you to go and bear fruits, so that your fruit may abide. Something you posted to me, what that man was saying is that the voice of Archangel, which the prophet told us is the voice of resurrection, that is the voice of Jesus Christ, he said, it's another messenger that will be there. Me, I will not believe that, because that one is not in the tape. Amen? Then the third thing is the trumpet. The prophet said, the trumpet gather us to meet with the Lord in the air for the feast. Period. It's Brother Abraham, me, I believe, downhearted. Anything I preach, I can show you where it is in the message. I may not be reading sermons, that kind, like this one now. I may not be putting it on board when I'm preaching, but go and anything you suspect I preach that is not in the message, according to your knowledge, come and meet me. I will tell you that we have vocabularies of the message. We show you where it is. It's not now that we are becoming very lazy. We have the message in our phones. We have the message in our laptops. We have the message in the Agapa. We have it in our what again? So many things. We have it in book forms. And yet, we don't read. How will you know what the prophet says if you don't read the sermons? They used to hear the message of the hour. The message of the hour is not cut from the blues. Let me tell you what the message of the hour is. When Paul was preaching in Galatia 1, he said, if an angel comes from heaven, preach any of that thing, he said, let the angel be accursed. Amen? Because he said, as long as I'm the apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Paul brought the original gospel to us. He said, no other foundation can be laid apart from that which is already laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, anybody building on it should be careful what they build on it. He said, because every man's work shall be tested by fire. Today, that is where the denomination have erred. They deviated from that original gospel and formed denominations. You look at Roman Catholic, who is the mother of all denominations. Go and see the way they do today. You don't see any biblical thing in their midst at all. You talk about the way they baptize, they dip fingers in water, sprinkle somebody. Is that biblical? You see your Bible. Is that how Jesus was baptized? Is that how the apostles were baptized? They are claiming to be building upon the foundation that Paul laid. And they are building rubbish. And they said, every preacher in Roman Catholic should not marry. My question always, I will ask it again this morning. Where their men do not marry, their women they call none. It has been proven. It's not ordinary, it's not a secret accusation. It has been proven that those so-called reverend fathers live with them. What does God approve? Marriage or fornication? May God help us. You deviate from the teachings of the apostles, you are your own. The message of the hour has come to return us to the message that Paul preached, the original gospel. The message of the hour is not just something that Brother Abraham mechanized. No! He said, I preach what Paul preached. Adebayo can't say that. Kumuyi can't say that. Oyedepo can't say that. There's no other preacher in the denomination that can say that. Because of what they are preaching is contrary to what the Bible says. I've read the magazine that Kumuyi wrote one time. He was trying to teach on Godhead. He said there are three recognizable personalities in the Godhead. If you say that before a Jew, we will call you an idol worshiper. Because the Bible says, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. You cannot be a person without being an entity of your own. Amen. We have one God. He has many titles. Some of the titles of our God is Father, is Son, is Holy Ghost. Is the Alpha, is the Omega, is the beginning, is the ending, the one that was, the one that is, the one that is to come, the bright harmony star, the rose of Sharon. How many of them are you going to count? So many! But the Bible says, in Jesus Christ, in Him, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen? His name shall be called Emmanuel. And the interpretation of Emmanuel is God with us. Jesus is not a second person in Trinity. From Genesis to Revelation, there is no Trinity in the Bible. It is nothing but rubbish and nonsense that the people built upon the foundation that Paul laid. Had they been consumed by fire? Praise be to God. Tell me where you will find a woman preacher in the Bible. When Paul was talking, he said, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to stop authority over the man. The pulpit is a place of authority. It's not meant for women. When Jesus had 12 apostles, how many women were there? Answer me. Today, if that happened, they say it's gender discrimination. I don't care how educated you are. If you put education against the Bible, you go to hell with your education and with your certificate. Gender discrimination. The one that created the male and female say woman should not preach. Period. You say, what about these female preachers? They are out of the will of God. Jesus said, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. But they that do what? They that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. The will of God is the word of God. Amen. God bless you. I think it's in Acts 7 or so, we find the first deacons. It is the book of Acts anyway. The deacons. Deacons. And the reason why they were instituted. And their qualification is spelled out there. Are you following me? They must be husband of one wife. Today, you have deaconess. Because of ignorance. If they want to give deaconess office, the office of a deaconess to a woman, very foul language, is at the scripture. When they want to give them that office, they will call party. To be ignorant is very, very bad. You are breaking the word of God. You are celebrating. Eh? You are walking towards the downward path. You are rejoicing. May God help us. Deaconess. You know the Bible? Amen. Three persons in one God. It's a false teaching. All these things that I'm mentioning, I will mention more as we go on. You can meet me. My office is there. We no lock the door. You don't even need to knock before you come in. Let's sit there and look at your Bible, look at my Bible together. The Bible is the final say. God bless you. We are going to sing a song before we continue. Oh, glory to God. Anybody did the apostles baptize? It was by immersion and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. Father is not a name. Son is not a name. Holy Ghost, they are all titles. But Father, the one that acted, that had the title of Father, that had the title of Son, that had the title of the Holy Ghost, has one name. That is why the Bible says he has been given a name that is above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should. God bless you. I think it's 43 I want us to sing. Let's go. Oh, Jesus, set the table spread. Where the saints of God are fed, he invites his chosen people, come and dance. We raise manna in our feet, our supplies are every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Commander, the master calling, Commander. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time, he who fed the multitude, to the water, he told one, to the ugly God, Commander. Oh, no, he proclaims to life, thus obey Christ's command. For the master called to the commander. There they found the heart desire. Bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfied the hobby every time. Commander, commander, the master called the commander. You may face that Jesus devil all the time. All the time, he who fight. To the water, he throw it. To the ugly, go let go. Come and die. To the bar, we take his breath. To be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble me. Put me be a glorious sight. All the saints is born and sweat. And with Jesus, they will feast eternally. Oh, Commander, Commander, the master, Father, Commander, Commander, you may feast that Jesus, devil, all the time, he who fed the multitude, to the water, he to wine. Has a table spread where his chosen people had, he has given us invitation to come and die. Oh, let me remind you of one thing. We have been made to know physical ties the spiritual. No matter how tantalizing the food is, if you are not hungry, you will not be able to eat. May God sharpen our spiritual appetites. The food is there. Oh, hallelujah. The reason why we were laughing when the teacher said he will round up today is because we know what the message is. You say you will round it up. He joined this, he joined this, he joined this. You don't go anywhere. That's why we're laughing. Not that we were saying he will say something he doesn't mean. He mean it. But it's the living word. Oh, blessed be God forever. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Oh, my. Let me read something. I'm not fond of using all those gadgets because they waste my time. But, alright. The prophet said, I will have a national spirit. That is the Holy Spirit coming from God out of heaven. And you act like that makes you conduct yourself as they do up there. Because you are of another world. Can we say amen?
Amen.
That quote is from where now? Let me see if I can get. It's from the Kinsman Redeemer, preached 1960. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
We are born from another country. We are not Nigerians. We are only living here. That is why we may don't wear trousers. The Bible says any woman that put on a garment that pertains to a man is an abomination to God. If women want to put up argument, they say, hey, it is not specified which you are on your own. You are on your own. The prophet said, it is not easy to go to hell. He said, people fight their way to go to hell. Because preachers are here who will preach the truth for you, and you will argue with them. You want to go your own way. You want to do your own thing. I say, yeah. Okay. No problem. There's nobody I'm used to that I don't preach to. If I'm used to you, I must preach Christ to you. Because that's the hope of what is in me. Because that day, when you see us sit down on the throne, and Christ is meting our judgment, you will see me. He say, hey, this Baba is wicked. He knows this, he didn't tell me. But if I know, I told you. And you didn't believe. I was talking to a friend, the First Bank, this last week. I say, my hands are clean concerning you. I say, I've done the best I know how to do. He say, it's up to you. That day when you see me with Christ, and you can't accuse me. You will be ashamed to look at me. Because you know I told you. You put up an argument. Also, Oyibo Repete, Kunle, I'm telling you about Christ, how you should be born again. Also, Oyibo. Share Oyibo. Don't have friends Oyibo go to see university campus. May God help us. So I rise up and read from the Bible before we preach. Oyibo la fe jeni. Kogba. Kogba. Kogba la fokwe. Oso Oyibo. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We are reading from verse 12 to the end. It goes like this. Say now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Are you following? Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, amen? The natural man is a man that is not yet converted. He may be a deacon, he may be a preacher, he may be a guitarist, he may be a drummer, he might be anything in the church. He's a natural man until he's converted. If he's not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, he's a natural man. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. May the Lord bless the portion of the Bible we just read. Each one has you can please be seated. The title of the sermon this morning is that we have the mind of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
To know the mind of Christ is one thing. To have the mind of Christ is another thing. Our brother Abraham said, he said, the Pentecostal scar is full of realities. He said, don't take counterfeit. Amen. Don't be like the Pentecostal denominations that they teach and believe that speaking in tongues is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What do they go to do? Instead of seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they now seek for the speaking in tongues, and that is what they teach their people. So you find majority speaking in tongues without the Holy Ghost. Amen? Even in the Sunday school, you look at me and the teacher, we sat down together and decided this is what we're going to do this morning. I bring the message rapture. It's right in the... I wanted to dwell, especially where you went through that area. That's why I just passed a few comments on it. What am I saying? Brothers and sisters, it is a self-examining time. Self-examination. I can't examine you. I don't know how you live in your house. When we come to church, any obalema and so forth, kosija and church, shadu akin shamini. Everybody that comes to church, he's God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. He's God bless everybody. Shalom. Shalom, everybody. But it's not so at home. The prophet said, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. Amen? Amen. It is at home you tell your daughter, sweep this floor. As she swept it, is it sweeping clean? What is your reaction? Do you call her to come and stay? Because she did sweep the ground clean. The prophet said, if you are the type, anything that happens, hey. He said, remember, you are the one who will suffer for it. He said, at last you will have cancer. Amen. You can correct somebody in peace. I be gentle in doing it. But when you find the spirit that is, because every action, every reaction is motivated by a spirit. If you see a spirit that is always, you are barking at everybody like a dog. Like when two dogs meet the same plate of food. Watch that spirit. I can assure you, it's not from above. Because God, the prophet preached a sermon, God is identified by his characteristics. God have character. Amen? God have character. And the Bible says God is love. Anyone that is born of God is born of love. How can you be born of the Holy Ghost and you are filled with hatred? I don't know that kind of Holy Ghost. Me, I don't want that kind of Holy Ghost. Of course, the Bible didn't promise that type. The prophet said you might have a ghost and not the Holy Ghost of the Bible. As many as are filled with the Holy Ghost, they have the mind of Christ. I got my mind made up. I will never go back. For I want to see my Jesus someday. Whether the devil like it or not, that is my life ambition. Whether I have money to eat, I don't have money to eat. Gary, you are late, kosikulikuli, it makes no difference. I've made up my mind. I will not go. No way back, Seth. Because all the bridges, Timothy Cross, have broken all the bridges. No way back. Forward ever. Backward never. Blessed be his holy name. Our prophet said, he said, by the grace of God, I've been to the two places. What is the two places? The place where sinners go, where they die. That's one of the places. The place where saints go, where they die. God took Brother Brian to the two places. Amen? And when he came, he told us how the two places look like. He said, you can never consider that place so bad. He said, whatever you do, don't go towards that place. It's a strong admonition. Don't go towards the downward path. If you are a liar, you are traveling towards the downward path. The road you are traveling on, that is where it's leading you. Every road leads to a destination. Many of us came from different places. So come from money this morning. So come from a challenge this morning. So come from different places. You pass different roads, different junctions, because you know the road that leads to this place. So come from Malakia. Amen. Every road leads to a destination. The spirit that is in you, the way it makes you to act and react, shows where that spirit is taking you. You must be spiritually minded and understand that. If you are carrying hatred in your heart, and you go to a mole, it may be unknowingly, say sorry. Oh, but sorry. In your heart, you have diary. You write it there, last year. Sorry, well, how do you know? May God help us. You see the person coming like this because you don't want to greet him and shake his hand. You carry your telephone, you put it for here. You are not calling anybody, nobody is calling you. Because when somebody is on phone, you can't be shaking his hand now. Then you can say, and I'll be going. Who are you deceiving? Is that the mind of Christ? Is that the mind of Christ? If I go to Ghana and kill the influence of Brother Sam in Ghana, then I come back home. I say, my brother, God bless you. Hey, remain blessed. I'm a hypocrite. So, bye-bye. I'm telling you a few things that they make you to know where you are going. Because the spirit that is in you that makes you to live that kind of life, that is where he's taking you. Amen? But every man, every woman that is filled with the Holy Ghost have the mind of Christ. That is why Paul said, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. Amen? Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that have had experience with God in the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the soul can also repeat that. Christ liveth in me. Because you cease to be your former self. Put on the project for me, 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Praise God. Amen. May God help us. Brothers and sisters, it's a preparation time. As to where we are going, it's settled. The rapture is there. It will come. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Can you say amen? Listen very closely. What makes us sinners? Is it because we drink? Is it because we smoke? Is it because we fight? Is it because we quarrel? Is it because we steal? Is it because we cheat? Is it because we fornicate? Is it because we commit adultery? No! You do all those things because you are a sinner. What makes you a sinner is the way you were born. Any man born of papa and mama is a sinner. The Bible says, in sin did my mother conceive me. That was not the perfect will of God for this earth to be populated. Are you following me? The way God wanted this earth to be populated was the way Jesus came. Can you say amen? Mary was a virgin. And God spoke. Mary conceived. No sexual intercourse. No Adamic nature. In Christ. Amen? That is the way God wanted us to come initially. It was the serpent that showed to Eve what man and woman relationship is. How man will live with woman. Now serpent is Eve. Are you getting me? When Adam and Eve were in that place, they didn't know the use of each other. They were both naked. And yet they were covered with the glory of God. Are you following me? Oh, hallelujah. May God help us. When the devil, jealousy, devil, he jealous over God. He wanted to be worshipped as God is being worshipped. There was war in heaven. Not war of AK-47. That's man-made. It was war of words. Oh, glory to God. Then, he was cast down. The deputy president was cast down. When he was cast down, he brought to third of ages down. He went straight. He looked at all that God created. He can't go to Adam. Adam is a son of God. Oh, glory to God. Sons of God, wake up. When a man is born of God, he has the nature of God. He has the life of God. He has the character of God. He has the home. He has the behavior of God. Because he's born of God. Dogs, they don't go to school to learn how to bark. Because they are dogs, they start barking. When their mother is brought in, they are dogs. When a goat gives birth, he gives birth to goats. When sheep give birth, he gives birth to sheep. When God gives birth, God doesn't give birth to sinners. God gives birth to saints. Amen? Oh, glory to God. Then the serpent looked. He saw the closest beast to man, which was the serpent. And then Satan went, he entered into him. Straight to the garden. When he met the woman, he said, as God said, that we should not eat all the fruit of the trees in the garden. He said, yes. I've been told. He said, we shouldn't. Especially the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, the day we eat thereof, that day, we will surely die. He said, is that what God said? God is a good God. God is a good God. You see, he knows that apart from what he said is true, Shabbat. He also knows that when you know these things, you'll be wise. You will be like God. That is deception. That was how Eve was deceived. Is the serpent live with her? Is the serpent that opened Eve's eye, sexually speaking? And that is how Cain was born. The Bible says Cain was of that wicked one. The first murderer. Go and look at the lineage of Cain. Murderers. Today you find some people, they can drink human blood. Serpent seed. And one more issue. They cannot be converted. Judas was one of them. When Jesus brought him among the 12, he said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. He was a devil from where he come from. Jesus didn't make mistakes, for he cannot make mistakes. He's God. He brought him in to do the work of Judas. Peter couldn't have done that. No, Paul. Oh, no, Peter. Oh, no, Matthew or Bartholomew. Judas had to do the work of Judas. Blessed be God forever. Amen. What are we talking about? Then, when God came to the garden, after that has happened, because Eve took the experience to Adam, he said, Adam, all these years we'll be together. You know, don't this see? They don't teach me. Let me teach you now. So he taught him. They did it together. Then they realized they were both naked. All the while they have been naked. Sin will take the glory of God away from your life. Stay away from sin. Sin is the enemy of your soul. And the Bible said, the soul that sinned, it shall die. God came in the flesh to do what? To save our souls from sin. Blessed be his holy name. So that we might have the mind of Christ. To have the mind of Christ is that you are living by every word of God. You can't help it. Who will come and instruct you? And you're supposed to do like this, like this. The Holy Ghost is directing you. He's guiding you. Nobody can beat God. He's the smartest of all smarts. Amen? Where did that happen? God came to the garden as usual. This time God come to the garden. If and Adam, they will come. Hey, we are playing with lion today. Oh, we are playing. They catch lion. They rub his body. At that time, they were not carnivorous animals. They were eating straw like goats at that time. Then, when they heard the voice of God, now they say, hey! They were afraid. They started running away. God knew everything. He knew what had happened. He said, Adam! Adam! Where are you? He said, oh! We heard your voice in the garden. And I'm afraid because I'm naked. He said, what? Who told you you are naked? Have you done what I asked you not to do? He said, the woman you gave to be with me. Remember you say it is not good. I should be alone. After I did ask for the woman. Now you say it's not good. The woman you gave me, he has done this. God called a conference. Brothers, sisters, if you are fighting with your husband at home, if you are quarreling with your wife at home, children and parents are in disarray, call a conference. There is balm in Gilead. It is possible to live in peace. Why is your own different? Why others are living right? Why can't you live right? Something is wrong somewhere. Why don't you call a conference and ask God to have mercy? Remember, the way a tree leans, that is how he falls. Blessed be his holy name. When God called the conference, God was the chairman. Adam was in attendance. Eve was there. The serpent was there. When God called a conference, he doesn't need your opinion. He doesn't need your idea. Because he knows the solution to all problems. As we are all here, so whatever is your problem, God knows the solution. If only you can let it come into your life. Many people want to live their own life. They don't want God to interfere in their own life. They know God says, thou shalt not fornicate. They do fornication every day. As if you are telling God, go to hell or do your worst. Let me tell you, there's a scripture for you, and I will give it to you right now. He said, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, that is what he will reap. If you sow in the flesh, you will reap corruption. You sow in the spirit, you will reap holiness, purity, righteousness, and life. God has made a way out of sin. Don't continue in sin. You continue in sin, you are traveling towards that world path. You are jumping barricades. When you come to church, every sermon that condemns the sin you are living in, you say, don't mind them. You jump that barricade. All the songs that they are singing, if you listen to them, those songs were composed under inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Many years ago, they carried messages. They are telling you, don't travel towards that world path. You say, don't mind them. You want to enjoy your sinful pleasure for 1 minute. Living with girls, living with women, popular boy, handsome boy, rich boy. You have money to display. Shame on you. There is something you are forgetting. What you have forgotten, I will remind you this morning. The Bible says, seek ye first. First means first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added. Let me tell you one thing. There are no people that are enjoying more than the people that are in Christ. You talk about enjoyment. You don't know what enjoyment is. Enjoyment does not mean satisfy the demand of this flesh. No. Enjoyment means you are in harmony with your God. You have peace that passes all understanding. You have joy unspeakable, full of glory. That is enjoyment. Whether you go to bed, you sleep, you know where. It makes no difference. Whether you travel to Abeokuta, or you travel to Omiadio, or you travel to Owala here, you know reach the place. It doesn't make any difference. When your Baba wants to pray for you, he says, Baba, Pefuwa, Shekinu, Shekbao, Shawo. Praise God for your prayers. May God help us. I say, may God help us. As for we Christians, we don't fear death. Even at death, the Christian is not defeated. Oh, hallelujah, church. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die. Church, you are not talking as if you are reading the Bible. For me to live and to die. You tell a non-believer to die is gain. You look foolish in his eyes. Even animal run for death. Animal. When a goat see that hunter with that log gun he carry, they don't know the use. Let her tell him, see that man. He know what he's carrying. May God help us. What are we saying? There God has called a conference. Adam and Eve, they have heard. Something is to be done. Adam was not deceived. He purposely did it to follow the wife. It was the woman that was deceived. The Bible says she was in the transgression. And God said, woman, because you have done this, I will greatly multiply your sorrow at childbirth. I don't care who you are. You may be the president of the United States. When you are going to give birth, you are in trouble. Pains will come. Sorrow will come. It is thus says the Lord. The word of God can never fail. And the word further, say your desire shall be that of your husband. And it shall rule over you. Listen, married sisters. Hey, it shall rule over you. I'm not saying when he's taking you to sin. That's not what we are talking about. Then he finished with the woman. He came, he said, serpent, that's your belly. The serpent was a human being without a soul. He's a beast. He could talk a human language. His blood could mix with that of the woman and produce child. That is the only beast that can do it. No other beast can do it. Amen? And that is how Cain was born. His body language, his characteristics, shows that he was a serpent seed. Blessed be his holy name. Satan could not create. There's no way he could create his own children to worship him. He had to come through the system that God put in place. That is why today, on the surface of the earth, the children of the devil, they outnumber the children of God. Now, so the Bible talk. Not be me talking. I can quote several scriptures for you that confirm what I'm telling you. They are more in number. Amen? They cannot be saved. The rain that beat your yam that you plant is the same rain that beat Okuta. Okuta will ever remain Okuta. Your yam will germinate and the soul season produce for you to eat. Okuta can't do it. Amen? So blessed that day that I ordained unto salvation. Oh my. Look, it cannot be explained. You just need to come into Christ. All the days of your life, you'll be happy. You'll be joyful. When I was reading in Ojo, when I go out, I become a whistling. They say, that old man, Otu Kojaye, that old man. Look, Jesus bought us with a price, with his own blood, so that we might be happy all the days of our lives. Look, I have not seen yet what will make me to be sad. What will make me to be sorrowful? No, TV. Ibolotimawa. And what will that be? May God help us. I say, may God help us. We have the mind of Christ. What brings the mind of Christ to us is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is God living in you. Let me make a statement before I stop. Our time is going. Where we read the third Exodus this morning, when the teacher was teaching, do you know the Lord told Moses, remove your shoes, that the ground we were studying was what? Holy ground. What made ground holy? Because the Holy God was there. How can the Holy God live in you? Are you believing in sin? I don't see it. Tell somebody else. Oh, blessed be God forever. The Bible refers to holy mountain. The prophet said it's not the mountain that was holy. It was the Holy God that descended of the mountain. And the Bible says the mountain was holy. Brothers and sisters, If the Holy Ghost is in you, you cannot help but be holy. It is not your holiness. It is His holiness. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. Power for service. You talk about prayer. Many of us are so lazy. He said, let us pray. Half of the time we sleep. That trailer that overload, that is overload, the climbing here. You need the Holy Ghost. That is power to pray. That is power to say no, to sin. Many of you cannot defend what you believe. That is why you follow multitude to sin. May God help us. You need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not afraid to declare that in our church, we believe that women don't wear trousers. Can you tell your co-student that one? Can you? You have the boldness. You even know where it is for Bible. You can read Bible. May God help us too. Let me tell you one thing. If you will not study the message, there are people who will study it. If you will not live by what the message says, there are people who will live by what the message says. If you will continue your fornication, there are people who will abstain from it completely. Let me tell you, any man that lies with a girl that has not paid dowry, has not pronounced to be his wife, is living in sin. Both the man and the woman, they are under the control of the devil. And they are traveling towards the downward path. A woman that is married, and you go and be making eye to another man. May God help us. I say, may God help us. You are an adulteress. The Bible says, they that do such things will not hear. Project Galatians 5 for me, my brother. We are on it. Amen. I mentioned something that a man filled with the Holy Ghost cannot live in adultery. They almost eat me raw in ministers' meeting. I was looking at them. I said, what? Somebody stood up. He said, you don't believe it. We believe it. Believe what? Can you be saved a sinner? When you say you are converted from what? From what to what? We are converted from sinner to saints. And the Bible says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Do you believe that? Oh, merciful God. If Jesus' blood cannot make perfect saints, He died in vain. But for your information, He did not die in vain. He died to produce sons and daughters of God. Men and women, boys and girls. That we live a clean life. And we say no to every unrighteousness. Blessed be God forever. God bless you. Galatians 5. From verse 19. Listen very closely. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, he might be a graduate, he might be a PhD holder, he might be a teacher of the Bible, he might be pastor, he can be apostle, he can be evangelist, he can be prophet or so-called. If they are not converted, the works of the flesh will follow them. That is where you find some preachers. I don't know. It's up to him and his God. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery. Fornication. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulations. Wrath. Strife. Seditions. Heresies. Envies. Murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Can the church say amen? Yes. Which one are you guilty of here? Remember, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Pastor Matty, call us a Bible also. You shall offer the fight the Bible. You should remove it from your old Bible today, my, inside my old Bible. I will remove my own. Blessed be his holy name. Go to verse 22, make I see you. But fruit of the Spirit, this is a man that is converted. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Well, go for that. Are they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections are lost. Can we say amen? But Abraham said we were chosen in Christ according to Ephesians chapter 1. Put Ephesians chapter 1 there, make we see. Oh, glory to God, church. May God help you and me. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That's all I want. When did he choose us in him? Before the foundation of the world. How can I think of this thing as you think sleep with this thing? I will so rejoice. I will so praise God. I will so talk to myself. Sometimes I'm in my room. I'll be preaching to myself. Oh, blessed be his holy name. God bless you, church. If you hear that I die, if they bring my corpse here, don't cry. I will be in the sixth dimension. We know where we are going. That is where Brother Abraham is now. We don't fear death. The one that brought us here. Hallelujah. Who decided you should be made? You should come into this world through the identity family. He has appointed the time for you to be his witness here. When that time lasts, you will go. That is not a bad thing. But Abraham said, it's a quote. He said, it's not a bad thing if you have something to cross Jordan with. What to cross Jordan with is the Holy Ghost. If you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, brother, sister, you better be desperate. Because the Bible specifically says, I will read it. Let me not go too far, but I will quote it now. If any man have not got the Spirit of Christ, it's what? It's none of his. We used to see that little song. If they say Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, dwell in you, dwell in you, dwell in you. If they say Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, dwell in you, dwell in you. Hallelujah. He will quicken your mortal body. Oh, in the Spirit dwell in you. He will quicken your mortal body. In the Spirit dwell in you. Do you believe that? Yes. Brother Abraham said, if the Holy Ghost is in you, he said you see God in everything. In everything you see God. When you look at the purple tree, something will remind you it was spoken to existence. You see guava tree, you go to market, you see guava, you see banana, you see different types, you see everything you can see. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that those things, the whole world were framed together by the spoken word. God spoke at his come into existence. We see God in everything. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Then, in the garden, we are not finished. We have talked about the snake who become a reptile. That is why when I see the denomination draw that snake, crawly snake, put up on his mouth, is lack of revelation. It became that after you have been caught. Amen? It was not in that form that he met him. He became that after God pronounced judgment. Oh, glory to our God. And he said, upon your belly, you will crawl the days of your life. He just turned to that. Do you know there's nothing in the body of that thing that look like human being? That is why scientifically you can never trace it. It takes spiritual revelation to know that that is what it is. If God hides something, God be merciful to who will find it, except he reveal it to you. Blessed be his holy name. Then you look at them. Adam, Adam, you be my son now. You listen to your wife. Even what your wife says is contrary to my word, you listen. Because you listen to your wife. Upon the sweat of your face, you go chop all the days of your life. At dust thou art, at dust thou shalt return. It was spoken of the body, not the soul. Are you following me? Some unlearned, they will say, after all, tobacco, pari. The Bible says, dust thou art, dust thou shalt return. Tobacco, tobacco, see what you're. You have half of the story. Half logba. Tobacco, do plus, or minus. Blessed be his holy name. May God help us. There is always two sides to a coin. It's another scripture that we say, heaven and earth will pass away. My word will pass away. People will say, after all, they say, heaven and earth, it will pass away. They don't understand. It is the present corrupt one. Where Buhari they rule. Now you go pass away. Another one is coming. Where Jesus will be ruling. That will be for eternity. Oh, hallelujah, church. God bless you. I used to tell your sisters, the only security you have is in Christ. Make sure you have the Holy Ghost before you go to higher institution of learning. If you go there without the Holy Ghost, except the prayers of your papa and your mama, as he says, sustain you. Because that place, one aboro no ma sofa momoluabi, to bade kwe yodo didi. Kodo didi o. Chongbansi. Don't ever think that, oh man. Some people will say, Papa is not here, Mama is not here, Pastor is not here, no minister here, the deacon is not here, nobody is here. There is somebody there. The very one that formed you in your mother's womb, that you give account of your life to at the end of the day, is watching you. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you want to have wisdom, fear God. All these sugar-coated boys, they will come to you, they say, you are sugar in my tea. You see, you are airtime in my phone. You are my sleepy tablet. If I don't see you, I can't eat. You are my, what do you call it? The word that gives appetite for me to eat. It's trying to ruin your life. There is something America called Casanova. Hit and run. May that never happen to you. There was a time a sister was following a boy. Why do you follow a boy that does not believe as you believe? The message says follow a boy that believes as you believe. That's when you are up to the age of following boys. You are still sucking mama's breast if they follow boys. That is rascality. May God help us. So finally, they say they were making this offer. Hey, we know you be SU. We can drink beer. Nah, coke, Fanta, you they drink. The Bible says, in this present world, the children of this world, they are wiser. This boy went ahead. I bought a Fanta. Pack a lot of sedative inside. Told the woman, I'm coming here in the evening with a girl. When you gave me beer, this is the Fanta you will give her. When they gave her that Fanta, till daybreak, Kolaju, not only that she lost her virginity, she was pregnant. carrying a child of a renegade inside of her tummy. Why? Because not taking heed to warning. The Bible says two cannot work together except they be agreed. You go to higher institution of learning. Look for somebody that believe Bible as you believe. Don't follow those guys that wear trousers. They will spoil you. One is that good to Baba Jari. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Now, what are we saying? We have the mind of Christ. What gave us the mind of Christ? It's because Christ himself is living in us. Can you say it? Or when you are saying it, is anything checking you? When you say for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Is anything checking you? What type of life are you living? Are you in peace with your husband? Are you in peace with your wife? Do you live in harmony? Do you have quarrels that you have to settle every... Sometimes you don't have a family or time the night because of quarrels. You need the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost will give you the life of Christ. Because it's Christ living in you. Basic. Brothers, sisters, the bride have the mind of Christ. Can you say amen? Amen? Not only we know the mind of Christ, we have his mind. If Christ is living in you, you cannot hate. You cannot be jealous. Anything God provides for any of your person, to anybody, thank God for it. Amen? So we think everything should, if everything comes to you, what will you do with them? If God forget every other person, bring everything to you, what do you want to do with them? May God help us. Suppose in my house, the house of my brother Bartholomew, the house of brother Sam, that of brother Odele, that of brother Joshua, that of brother Femi is given to all of them. I give it to you alone. Kilo Befi wash it. Ile aye la bona. Ibi na na ma feel it. The Bible said the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of things he possess. After food and raiment, be ye satisfied. Our peace, our joy, for you to ever have satisfaction, you must have Christ. Hey, put on the board for me. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Oh, yeah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Hallelujah. Go on. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my body is light. Amen. You think Christ will be lusty after woman? What type of woman is she? What is she made of? Christ will be lusty after woman? I'm talking about lusting. I'm not even talking about doing the act. Then you see, you say you are filled with that Christ. You'll be living with people's wives. Tell the devil, he will listen to you. Because he's the one ruling you. Blessed be his holy name. God bless you, church. We have the mind of Christ. Do you know you will give account of your wife? Do you know it? You see your wife living funny life. You just frown. Ombinusi. Olodoku. Otutosi. May God have mercy upon us. Instead of calling her. merciful God. Instead of calling her, show her the word of God. Go on your knee and pray for her. Oban Yodi. You want to defeat devil in his system? You can't defeat devil. That is his nature. Nature is you gone here. The prophet said, let no honeymoon cease because of the misunderstanding. Tabajo daily. Tabati Jonto everywhere. Everybody goes to his room. Two of you are to sleep on the same bed. You use the pillow to demarcate the bed. put one there, put one at the center. You dress like somebody going out. You turn your back to the man. All this thing, you think you have the mind of Christ? You have the mind of Christ. Is that what Christ said you should do? Where Christ said the man has no power over his body, but his wife. The wife has no power over her body, but the woman, but the man. So sisters are ashamed. Even if they need their husband, they can't go to him. Shame on you. If you don't go to him, who will you go to? You just suffer in the midst of plenty. You are married. The prophet said, whatever you do with your wife, it's righteousness. Amen? He said, another woman is like your wife. He said, you touch her, you go to hell for it. May God help you. I say, may God help you. Blessed be his holy name. Righteousness is righteousness. Anything the word of God approves is righteousness. Praise God. Amen. A sister sent money to us one time. It's a tight money, about 100,000. At that time, I needed money so badly. I used the money. The sister got to know. He said, the money didn't get to where he sent it to. I said, I'll let you more message you. The tithe belongs to the pastor. That's what the message says. Are you getting me? The tithe belongs to the pastor. It's a quote. And another quote says, the tithe belongs to the Levites, which include all other ministers. Are you following what I am saying? The pastor has a right to the tithe. It's not stealing. It's not cheating. It's his money. The message says so. Whatever the message says, we preach it. God bless you. I say, God bless you. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Some of us are hypocrites. This sister I'm talking about, they pay their tithe directly to the pastor. He wears his worshiping. Which I know. It might not even be for me. May God have mercy on us. Let me tell you one thing. There is only one thing that can move me. If you are saying anything contrary to the message, I will say no to you. And the no I will say to you is no in love. Because Christ that is in me cannot hate you. I traveled to Ghana one time. Let me tell you a testimony. A minister called me. He said, Pastor, I like the spirit that is in you. I was laughing. I dropped my head. He said, since you have been coming here, you have never sat down and talked about anybody to me. I just laughed. I said, brother, even if we have 1,000 tongues, it's not enough to talk about Christ. God will be talking about one. Even if I know any of you doing anything wrong, I will call you. I will sit down with you. I say, brother, this thing you are doing is wrong. If you see one with me, don't hide it if you love me. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Because we love you, your children. That's why we were telling you that day, when service is going on, respect God. Don't be looking at phone. Your phone is always with you. How many hours do we come on Wednesday? Pray to God. You will have need. You are not converted. Show fellow out your time, Sonny. I mean, you want to inherit our tabernacle. We will give you. With all the drops, all the everything, we will give you. We will talk about if you want to do the tribulation. Antichrist back by Elijah. Praise God. Amen. As for me, when Christ comes, I want to go with him. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Don't be as a spectator in the church of God. Don't come as an onlooker. Don't come as somebody that is, oh man. Come as a participant. When you wake up in the morning, you know the rapture has not taken place yet. Why? Because you are here. You are part of the rapture. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Do you believe what we are talking about? You have the mind of Christ. Not that we know his mind. That shall not do this. That shall, many people know it. That shall not do this. But they can't keep it. Why? They don't have the ability to stay away from it. Stay away from sin. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't disbelieve God's word. God's word is the truth. Sisters, be subject to your husband as unto the Lord. That's what the Bible says. The Holy Ghost that wrote it is in you. He will make you to live by it. You that take your wife as a doormat. The same grace. The Bible, the prophet said, don't make your wife a doormat. The Bible says they are the weaker vessels. In our primary school, what they taught us, weak, weaker, weakest. If they are weaker, then we are weak. So both the weaker, the weaker, will go to God for strength. Is that not so? She go to God for strength. You go to God for strength. Who can exist without God? Raise your hand if you are here. You say, I can make it without God. Tell the best in the air now. Maybe cheap as he will listen to you. Or hippopotamus. But we know the truth. And the truth has set us free. We are completely free from every ism, every denominational thesis. We are free from it. Say, the voice of Archangel. The voice of Archangel is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the message tell us. Hallelujah. When we newly came to the message, at this thunder something was flying. Nobody, we are just new in the message. Somebody came to our church. I think I remember the man. Come and preach several virtues and several thunders. All his body language and twisting around. I was just looking at him. Because the prophet told us the thunders are not written in the Bible. But the several virtues are written. That is why the several thunders need to be revealed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I thank God. I thank God for God. I thank God for being God. Nothing can take him. He has a program. He has his children. Oh man. Where is that scripture again now? Oh, where is that scripture? Oh, God help me. 1 John chapter 2. From verse 27, put it on the board. Let's see what it is. 1 John chapter 2. From verse 27. God knows what he's doing. After he has shed his blood to cleanse you and me, he came himself to see that in your heart. So that it might be your guide. That is why the Bible says, if it were possible, the elect will be deceived. It's not possible. But God saw. Oh my. Listen, oh. He said, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Can God be defeated? You think he came to suffer for nothing? He came to sit on your throne. And you say God, he said God is there, and you are not holy. Tell the best in the air. If God descended on the ground, he told Moses to remove your shoe. This ground I'm here, so it's holy. Then that say God is living in you. You are lusting after women. You are deceived. The spirit you have met is not God. There are people who cannot work together. Even a football team, they have a way they distribute it. The batman is at the back. There are people in the middle. There are people that attack. If the one that is attacking wants to come and do the work of the batman, and he has shofo, niwaju. But Abraham said, don't try to take another man's place. Where God put you, be satisfied. And the prophet said, When God put you in a place, He equip you to be in that place. God bless you. God make you a Christian. You'll be like Christ. You can't help it. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth alone. To be like Him. Or to like journey from earth to glory. I only ask to be like Him. Is it possible to be like Him? Yes. Jesus said, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And the prophet told us our perfection is in Christ. When you are in Christ, you are perfect. Because it's no longer you that live, but Christ living in you. Oh, hallelujah, church. God bless you. I say, God bless you. One of these days, that power that keeps you away from sin, that power that empower you to pray, that power that empower you to read the sermon books and consecrate yourself and love everybody, that power will pick you up from here. You will meet with Him in the air. And so shall we ever be with Him. Oh, a Christian cannot lose. Where we are on earth is our peace. Whatever happens to us, we talk about disappointment, talk about failure, talk about sickness, anything. If sickness comes, it's the Lord our God that healeth all our diseases. Amen? Anything you lack, He has promised He'll supply all your needs. You're going out and coming in. Fear not, little flock. For it is my heavenly Father's good pleasure to do what? To give you the kingdom. He's the one protecting your going and protecting your coming. He's the one that took me to the northern part of Ghana, took me to Burkina Faso, and bring me back. Amen? He's the one. He that keepeth Israel. He never sleep, nor slumber. Brothers and sisters, don't suffer in the midst of plenty. All the blessings of God belongs to you and me. Amen. We can talk like Christ. We can live like Christ. We can act like Christ. We can forgive like Christ. We can love like Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Because Christ is in us. Blessed be God forever. How can you hate your brother that you can see? Then you tell me you love God? Tell the animals in the field, if they will listen to you, may God help us. God bless you. God bless you and me. Hallelujah. We shall meet in the air. And so shall we ever be with Him. Whether the devil like it or not, we will make it. That is human language. Whether the devil like it or not, let me speak God's whole language. We have made it. Amen. Say Tashema to you. We say Tashema to you. We say devil shema to you. Say Tashema to you. Oh power. We say devil shema to you. Set a shame to you. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. Brother, preach a message. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. What is your fear? You can't go to your village. Because witches are there. Shame on you. He that is in you, are you sure that is in you? We are more than conquerors. Through Him that loved us. For your information, not until you are converted before God takes responsibility of caring for you. I give you a testimony. When I was working in you, I was a stark sinner. Drinking, smoking. We went to work. We were riding bicycle back to the workshop to go and close. He said, let us just pass Idiobi. That Idiobi is still in Abadina. He's still there. Let's just pass. There are some Ila women who used to bring wine to the place. Me and my friend, It's late now. It's Saturday. Basically, I start on my... Say, well, woke up. We are not sitting there. It's closing time. I've dragged my halfway. He has dragged his halfway. We're telling stories on top of a bike. One man just come, pass our miss, go to sit there. He didn't touch any of us. So. As I was taking my drink to my mouth again, you just say, "Bah!" That cup I'm talking of, many of these are children, they don't know the cup. They call it who send you. That cup, if you drop it from here, it will not break. Very thick. The thing exploded. It caused pandemonium in the place. The man that passed us are wet as either. He said, "Matthias, you are a man." I was not a man, no. I was not a man. It was God protecting me. Not knowing that as he passed, so he did touch us. He has poisoned my drink. I was taking it to mouth. The Lord blew it up. Our protection. Oh, brothers and sisters. God bless you. You see, when I went to bury somebody in Benin, I told you, Ipo, when a power came into the room, it was lifting me up. I said, "In the name of Jesus, it will go." Until he left, Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy." He said, "Nothing shall by any means hurt you." You fear powers of darkness? Get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the only spirit that is eternal. Every other spirit has a beginning and they will die. They will cease to exist. But our God, he never had a beginning. He can never have an end. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Omo ba ba le mi se ah nipa igbagbo ninu Jesu. Se biba ba mi lo ni mama mi mama yo fa la la. Amen. Nothing to fear. Witches will see you and tremble. Wizard will see you and tremble. Emere will see you and tremble. Ogbaje will see you and tremble. All the demons from the pit of hell cannot harm a child of God. God has built a security around you that the enemy can never break through. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Blessed be his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give the glory. Great is he has done. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the air his voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the people rejoice. Who come to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give the glory. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We will worship our God. We will praise him. We will testify of his goodness. We are living in his goodness. His goodness is following us, is pursuing us everywhere we go. Any false teaching that crosses our way, we will detect it and crush it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth. And the truth shall do what? He shall set you free." If the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We are free. We are free. From sicknesses and diseases, we are free.
From 46 and false proclaiming, we are free. We are free from every attack of the devil. We are free. Amen. God bless you. The kingdom of God is dwelling in us now. It's a spiritual kingdom. You want to see where the prophet said it? Who can get me church ages there? Please bring church ages for me, my brother. Is he there? It's not there. I think there's one on the table. The kingdom of God is living in us now. It's a spiritual kingdom now. And we are reigning with Christ. Amen? That is why we have dominion over sin, dominion over the flesh, dominion over the world, and dominion over sin, over the devil, I mean to say. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Please, then we will close. How can I be having dominion over Satan? Then I'll be afraid of Satan. He put along with me, see? Along my jacket, he's along Kale. You need a cooler. What? I recognize my position. I will take it. I will use it fine. I will tell the devil to his face. He put him over you. Along with me, see? Holy, you're me, oh. The devil, if he knows you don't know your right, let me read. Hallelujah, church. And he had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He had made us. Oh, there are certain truths that we need to emphasize. This is one of them. He had made us. Salvation is his doing. Salvation is of the Lord, all of grace. He redeemed us for a purpose. He bought us for a purpose. We are kings, spiritual kings. Oh, we are going to be kings upon the earth with him when he sits on his throne. Can we say amen? Amen. But now, we are spiritual kings and we reign over a spiritual kingdom. He says in Romans 5:17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And in Colossians 1:13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom reign of his dear Son. Right now, we reign with Christ. Having dominion over sin, over the world, over the flesh, and over the devil. Showing forth his praise and glory. Showing forth himself. For it is Christ in us, willing and doing of his good pleasure. Yes, indeed. Even now, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, church. Amen. I don't care what you do to me. I just pray for you and move on. Because the joy that is in me, I don't know what to do with it. I will have it. Only jam to my wife. Me, anybody jam. To back by me, let him act a ben, my coolie. To back by coolie, my do belly. To back by do belly, my salo. Oh, sure. Mo coolie, ogba. Mo do belly, ogba. The next thing, my salo now. Egba me, oh, egba me, oh. Blessed be his holy name. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Is my strength.
If in my mouth be laughter, oh, if in my mouth be laughter.
Abraham said, if the devil can feed the man of Gadara with devil so much that he can break him, and that is the perverted power of the devil. He said, what will God do? You see the power that was in the life of Samson? They shut the gate of the city against him. When he came out, he came, he looked, he hold the pillar, he shook it. Something that was buried with concrete. He shook it. He shook the other one. He pulled it. Put it on the shoulder. He was going away. But Abraham asked a question. He said, do you think somebody will follow him? And said, Obama commit suicide. Nobody followed him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When you must see me, what to talk to me, what tell me, Mole, when you make a noropis and nonsense. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Meet you in the rapture, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Say amen, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, blessings and glory, glory, wisdom, thanks, give.
Thank you.
Ghost come. He's the new Jerusalem. He shall descend from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Constructed by God himself. And the Bible tells us the street of it is made of pure gold. I will not say don't miss it because you can't miss it. Amen. Anyone that will miss it has not been ordained to be there. As long as you have been ordained to be there, you will overcome every trial. You will overcome every temptation. In whichever way Satan surfaces, you will overcome him. Amen. God bless you. Shall we bow our heads? How many of us who want to be remembered in prayer? Just raise your hand wherever you are. Almighty God, whose presence we are, we thank you for the table that you have prepared for us, your children, at this end time. Thank you for this glorious invitation you are giving unto us to come and die. Lord, we started eating a portion of it in the Sunday school. We have continued this morning, so afternoon, this afternoon, so evening. We shall continue again. Father, each time we come before this table, Lord, no wonder you want the devil. Don't touch the oil and the wine. He gave us stimulation. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Be thou exalted, Lord. The hands of everybody is up. And we are asking, oh God, whatever is our need, physical, material, financial, spiritual, good health, educational wise, whatever, Lord, may you meet our needs in the name of Jesus. Satan, remove your hands from God's people. Let the blessings of God be their portion. If they are going out, they are coming in the name of Jesus. Bless the students among them. Bless the workers among them. Bless the businessmen and women among them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, forever you are defeated. Leave the people of God alone. May the Holy Ghost dwell in them permanently, taking them from glory unto glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Brother Abraham said, there are some people, they don't want to hear the Bible preached. They come to an occasion, they can listen to songs, where preaching want to go on, they go out. The prophet said, you don't have a problem. He said, remember, whether you like it or not, one day you will come to the throne of judgment. Oh, the Safubeye. Oh, the Sacrum Church. Oh, Fegbo, rubbish, the old man. So, no problem. One day, the one that put you here, who formed you in your mother's womb, the day you were born, many babies were born that didn't last 1 week. The owner of the breath of your nursery, that the blessing you, protecting you, keeping you, you don't want to give your life to him, you don't want to obey him, that's okay. The Bible says that a day is coming where the thoughts of the heart of every man shall be made manifest, shall be revealed. You will face God whether you like it or not. May you not face him as a sinner, because it's a terrible thing. The Bible says it's terrible to fall in the hands of the living God. I admonish you, meet him as your Savior. Then you rejoice. God bless you. We'll be seated too. At the preacher stage, the pulpit 3. At the final closing, we'll be 4. Shake one another and say shalom. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, brother. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, brother. Shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother. Shalom. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Amen. And the cross, and the cross, where I fall, so the light
and the body of my heart rolled away, rolled away. I receive my heart.
Yeah.